Innalhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala asyrafil anbiya Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. Uman wal abad. My brothers and sisters, there was a Roman philosopher, a Stoic, and one of the great orators of Rome called Seneca. And one of his theories was what is called, came to be known as the Cassandra effect or Seneca cliff. His theory was that the things that lead to the decline of something, whether it's a state or whether it's an individual or whether it's an organization, so the things that build up to the decline of something, these things take a long time. So the seeds of decline are sown and very gradually they build up until they come to a point, and then he says the road to ruin is rapid. That's why it's called a cliff, because it goes up gradually like this to the top and then collapses. And it's called, that theory is called Seneca's cliff, because Seneca is the man who postulated that theory. To give you some examples from our modern current day world, this country has a population of roughly 550 million who are between the ages of 10 and 25. And we have, among engineers alone, I'm not talking about school dropouts, I'm not talking about anything else, commerce graduates, arts, engineers alone, we have 85% who are unemployable. We produce roughly 300,000 engineers a year, out of which 85% are unemployable. Not unemployed, unemployable. They cannot get a job. They do not have the knowledge to get a job. Now, what are we looking at? You're looking at the tip of Seneca's cliff at the point of collapse, because it took 70 years of neglect, it took almost 100 years of neglect of the youth and neglect of the education system to reach this place. But now it looks like we are looking at ruin in the face. Because imagine the effect of 550 million people between the ages of 10 and 25, meaning that for the next 30 to 40 years, this is the population which will be in effect. What will happen to them? They are incapable of working, of being employed. It's not a question of finding jobs. Even now, our focus is completely cockeyed. We say, well, government has to find jobs. For whom? Who will take those jobs? Instead of focusing on building the competence of people, we are saying, create jobs. Create jobs and do what? Who will do that work? If I tell you I've got now, Jet Airways seems to be in trouble. Supposing I tell you I've got now jobs for 8 pilots. Each job will pay you 25 lakhs per month. Are you ready to go? So what's the good of those jobs? I can give you the 8 jobs free right now. I'll give you an appointment letter now. You have to fly 777s. You have to fly 737s. So what's the good of that job? Because you are not pilots. I'm not a pilot. So before you create a job, you need to create pilots. But this has not gone into anybody's buddhi. Second, Seneca cliff is the state of the education of the ulama of Islam. So-called ulama. Because we have created a system which, again, over a period of about 100 something years, we give them education for between 6 to 8 to 12 years maximum. And they graduate with a degree called alim. What does it mean? How can somebody with 8 years of education, primary, secondary, maximum, 12 years means high school education, how can he be called alim? If he is an alim, then every high school student is an alim. The result is we have created a caste, literally caste, of ulama, so-called, who are incapable of earning their own living. Forget about leading the community, forget about showing direction to this one and that one. They cannot even feed themselves. It's not their fault. It is not their fault. It is the fault of the people like me and others who should have taken stock of this, who should have done something and said, let us look at what is it that we are teaching them, what is the syllabus, what is in it, what should be in it. We have done nothing. Even today we are doing nothing. All we are doing is they are collecting donations, we are giving donations, and we are thinking, oh mashallah, this is a great good action I am doing, Allah will give me Jannah. Whether Allah will give you Jannah or not, I don't know. That's between you and Allah. But definitely what you are paying for, you are getting. And whether that is good enough or not is something that you have to decide. Completely inadequate, completely useless syllabus which creates nothing, prepares for nothing. Now you might say, well, you know, the 12-year education high school student also knows nothing. I agree, but he's not called an alim. So his mental attitude is very different. Whereas the alim comes out thinking that I am an alim. I don't have to, I am done, finished, khalas, farigh. Aur Urdu zuban mein farigh kisi aur cheez ko bolte hain, jo subah ko hote hain hum roz. Now point is, these are all examples of the Seneca cliff. I am giving you examples from our part of the world. Similar examples exist also in the West and in the East and so on. It's not restricted to one place. The reason I am saying this is because maybe you and I cannot change the global situation. But Seneca cliff applies also to us personally. The only way to change that is not when you are on top of the cliff. When you are on top of the cliff, your literally fate is sealed. I mean, there's nothing you can do. You will collapse. The thing to do is to catch it early and say, look at your life and say, what is it in my life that looks like the seeds of destruction? I may have all kinds of great, grand, you know, glorious aims and objectives, and I want to reach the moon, and I want to, all of this want to is fine. What is it in my life on a daily basis schedule which is showing me whether I will reach there or I will not reach there? That is the issue. What time you get up is the issue. When you get up, do you make your bed or not is the issue. How you place your shoes in the room is the issue. Those shoes, are they shined or they are not shined is the issue. How do you park the car is your issue. These are not small things. Each one is an indicator of an attitude. Do you keep your word is an issue. Meaning that if you say, I will meet you at this time, do you meet up at that time or not? Keeping the word is not a, we are not talking about national, agreement. We are talking about, does your word have value for you in your own eyes? I mean, the world will judge you. Don't believe me. Don't worry about that. Do you have self-respect? Indicator of that is, do I have value for my word? If I say I will do something, will I do it or I won't do it? Simple things. Do you have consideration for other people? Small things. All of these are indicators of where we are on Seneca's cliff. The sooner you catch it, the greater the chances of saving yourself from going over the top. And if you leave it too long, then it's gone. As the man said, it takes a long time to reach there. In the case of nations and so on, it may take centuries. Again, history is absolutely filled with examples of this. Islamic history, Muslim history is plenty of examples of this. Take British history, for example, very classic example of Seneca's cliff, of a nation which at one time they said the sun never sets on the British Empire because it's so big that anywhere, somewhere the sun is rising, if it sets in here in India, it's rising in Australia. So therefore, sun never sets on the British Empire. And now the sun sets so much that all they have is one damp island in the north of Europe. Khalas. So what happened? What were the seeds of destruction? What was the what were the indicators of Seneca Cliff which immediately after the Second World War closed shop for an empire which said the sun never sets. Harun Rashid, famous quote, he is standing on the balcony of his palace looking at the clouds, rain clouds, and he says to the cloud, you can go and rain anywhere you like, that revenue will come to my treasury. A very arrogant statement, frankly, if you ask me. But the point is, apart from that, so obviously he was from Banu Abbas, so the Banu Umayyah had built the empire to such an extent that it was massive. It was rough, about 5 million plus square miles of land. So what happened to it? How come the same Banu Abbas, same dynasty of Harun Rashid, when it came to Mu'tasim Billah, it was one city, Baghdad, which was wiped out by Hulegu. What were the seeds of destruction? I can tell you all of that, but that we don't have time for this in here. But I'm just saying that think about it. Think about, not about Harun Rashid and so on, all that is history is gone. That's only examples for us to show us that even if you reach that kind of a stage, even if you have those kinds of apparently unlimited resources, that kind of wealth and power and authority and pomp and glory, if you don't wake up in time, you go over the top. I went to Turkey, I went to see Topkapi and Dolmabahçe palaces, specifically for this reason, to see what happened to the Ottoman Empire. It's tragic, absolutely tragic. If you look at the dates, Dolmabahçe Palace was built when the Ottoman Empire was already on the slope, going down. But nobody to recognize that. Complete blindness. Total blindness. So the point is, as I said, we may not be able to control empires, but we can definitely control ourselves, our own lives, the lives of our families. So, I remind myself in you, let us look at our own lives and say, where is my life taking me? Where am I on this thing? Everyone is somewhere. Everyone is somewhere. Look at your own life and say, what is it in my life which should not be there? And remove them, because if you don't remove them, you will reach a point after which there is no return. Point of no return. Then it will collapse. There is no escape from that collapse. So therefore, I remind myself anew, let us wake up before it is too late and straighten our lives, make rujoo ila Allah, ask the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to look at our lives and find out what's going on. If you don't know enough, if you can't find out, go find somebody who can help you. But do it. And then change yourself and be prepared for the pain, because it will not be easy. Why didn't many of these empires change? Because it was too painful. It became too painful. The decline went on so long, that the causes for decline went on for so long, that to change became impossible. People could see, but they could not do anything. It was the time was not there. It just was too painful. Nobody wanted to listen to bad news. Same thing can happen in your own life if you allow it to happen. So we need to stop it before it gets to that stage. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to enable us to live lives which are beneficial to ourselves and others in this world and which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.